The TNT Shop has great gift ideas for your furry family member at tntradio.live. Interviews, news, and views. You're listening to State of the Nation with Timothy Shea and Brian McClain on today's News Talk, TNT.
Welcome to State of the Nation on today's News Talk with Brian McClain and Timothy Shea. He's Hesher, I'm Timbo, and we are live from Texas and New York. Visit us on the web at tntradio.live. Hesher, I hate to say it, but our fears were proved true. Her Royal Highness Catherine, Princess of Wales, announced today a cancer diagnosis. This is exactly what we feared, and it looks like she's got a long road ahead of her.
Yeah. If everything is as reported, that's sad news. I hate to hear it. We all have been affected by that in one way or another, many quite personally. At the same time, I have to have my tinfoil hat and say, well, what's going to happen after this? Are we going to start getting new research for mRNA-based cancer medication in the wake of whatever happens to her? Hopefully she recovers. I do hope she recovers. But it also seems strange to me that they treat royals as though, they're going to do the same treatments that the rest of us plebeians are going to do. You know what I mean? I always kind of raises an eyebrow, I suppose.
Well, it does. And as we all know, there are different standards, different levels of healthcare. And that's just the way of the world, unfortunately. But when they announced that she was going in for planned abdominal surgery, it was such an odd way to put it. My initial fear was cervical or ovarian cancer requiring, at the very least, removal of one ovary and perhaps a complete hysterectomy. We don't know the extent of the surgery yet, but it looks like that was indeed what happened. And was it related to the gene jab? Unfortunately, Brian, I don't think we will ever know. What we do know, however, is that Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, is a cuck. He's Chuck Schumer's cuck. He passed, without modification, the bill that Chuck Schumer gave him, the pork-laden $1.2 trillion consolidated spending bill to fund the government for the remainder of fiscal year 2024. And, the Constitution says all bills need to arise in the House. And Johnson basically abdicated that responsibility to Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, I know. And Marjorie Taylor Greene was none the pleased with it, right? I mean, it got that accelerated quite quickly. What did MTG do?
Well, she filed a motion to vacate the chair, and she said afterward that this is more of a warning shot than a pink slip. She said, we're not going to throw the country into chaos for 3.5 weeks like we did in January. But the clock has begun to tick, and the Republican caucus needs to start looking for a new speaker. She didn't say when the motion was going to be brought to the floor, when she was going to push for the motion to have a vote. But she said the clock is ticking, and basically said that Speaker Mike Johnson is a dead man walking. And it looks like the Republican majority might be a dead party walking, because Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher, who announced he wasn't seeking re-election, Brian, he too is going to leave Congress early, along with Kevin McCarthy and the others. And guess what date he's leaving Congress? 19th April, which, by the way, just so happens to be celebrated as Patriots Day in Massachusetts. That's the day of the Battle of Lexington and Concord. How can these people think they're patriots if they're going to give the Democrats control of a lame duck government?
I don't understand this, Timothy. I mean, you would think they would feel some form of duty at this point. I mean, we hear all this talk about how this is the most important session, the 118th. This is the most important election for this next one coming up. And we're now up to, people are just walking away. Why? Because they feel like it. They're just, I'm going to just step out right now. That's not representing your constituents whatsoever. That's stabbing them in the back.
Well, like I always say, I've never been stabbed in the back by a Democrat, but I'm like a porcupine with all the knives I've taken from Republicans. And sometimes some people get a brush with good luck, and that seems to be Donald Trump. What happened to him today? It looks like he's not going to have to sell his properties in New York after all.
Are we surprised at this point? I mean, it's just like gambit after gambit. Let's see if we can take this. Let's see if we can take that. Let's see if we can charge with this, charge with that. Let's put these people in charge of it. They've got a great track record, or no track record at all. But, endless money and media into it. And of course, it's, the clown car of lawfare against Trump just keeps rolling up in our newsfeed every day, Timbo. It's kind of nuts just watching this all like build and then fall apart and then scandal and then build and then fall apart again. You know, this judge says yes, this judge says no. It's absolute madness.
It is madness, but I think there's method to the madness. Of course, the big news today was that the holding company that owns Truth Social, the board has voted to take the company public, which would result in a windfall to Donald Trump of some $4 billion with the B dollars. So all of a sudden, the $464 million bond that he is to pay by next week doesn't look so daunting. He'll have to sign a waiver that will enable him to sell stock before the 6-month lockdown that is typical for major shareholders. But it looks as though all of a sudden fate smiled on Donald Trump. And something tells me that it wasn't all of a sudden for him.
Yeah, me too. I think if they were smart, they were sitting on this as a good contingency plan all along. And they were able to pull the trigger on it relatively quickly. They have that waiver factored in there. Very interesting, very shrewd move there by Trump and Truth Social.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so much going on, but we don't want you to miss out on a single thing. Be sure to download the TNT app from either the Apple App Store or Google Play so you can listen easily or watch live to us anywhere, anytime. Available right now to download. Keeping you up to speed on today's news talk, TNT.
Talk that matters.
For once, we just need to do what's best for this damn country and not what's best for the world.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
We have breaking news out of Moscow. There's been a terror attack at a music venue, the Crocus City Music Hall. 40 are dead at least, over 100 injured, more than 70 ambulances needed to be called. And here with the story live from Moscow is correspondent Alexandra Trofimova.
Hello.
Hello, Alexandra. Sorry for butchering your last name. Alexandra Trofimova, welcome to State of the Nation.
Welcome, everybody. I'm not witness of this tragedy, but I'm now in Moscow, and all Moscow is feeling pain for this terror.
Well, our condolences go out to all the people affected, indeed all the Russian people. This is a horrific attack. Do we know anything about the attackers? I read that there were at least 5 men in military fatigues carrying AK-style weapons. Do we know anything more?
We still don't know how many people was there. We don't know who were these terrorists, but now our special sources informed us that they think that it was men from maybe Asian or maybe Eastern regions. Now we see that this information was not totally true. And also, we have information that maybe it was a car with terrorists. It was white Renault. Now we only know that were shooting, and they try to send not truth information for social medias. And this information was from different Ukrainian channels. So I can only say that our official resources are right. We know that there are about 40 killed persons and more than 100 wounded persons. And also my friend was the organizer of this event in Crocus City Hall, and said to, she sent to me privately that there were also foreign guests on this concert.
And we're told that a fire was started also. Do you know anything about the fire, the severity of the fire? Were people trapped inside?
Yes, fire is everywhere in concert hall. and also on the roof. Now our firemen, fire workers, try to localize it, but now we know that a fire destroyed one part of Krakow City Hall, and because of the fire, our special sources can't save people. It's hard to work because fire is everywhere, but savers said that they clean the first floor and try to save all 100 persons from the first floor. So now our fire workers work to localize the fire.
Has any group come forward to take responsibility, Alexandra?
Sorry?
Has any group come forward to take responsibility? I know the many years ago we had Chechen separatists that attacked a theater.
No, it was fake information because on the official resources of such groups there is no messages about it. But we see a lot of messages with happiness from Ukrainian sources. And it's also painful for us because the Ukrainians are our brother nation. And there have been such moments that is a tragedy for Russia.
Absolutely, it is a tragedy for Russia. And our prayers go out to all Muscovites and especially the people affected by this terror attack.
Were there any arrests? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I'm curious, have any arrests been made? There's some footage circulating on X.com showing people being arrested, but I can't really verify it yet. Do you know anything about people, anyone being arrested?
I know that persons persons were arrested in the morning near the Krakow City Hall, but I don't know was it fake information because it was from social medias that are not official. But I know that firstly were published some photos of terrorists, but they are also fake because that persons were arrested in the beginning of March. And so they can't be terrorists in the Krakow City Hall.
Well, Alexandra, we can't thank you enough for this eyewitness reportage. Please contact us throughout the show if you have any more information.
Okay, thank you.
That was Alexandra Firimova from Moscow talking about the horrific attack, terror attack on the Krakow City Music Hall. Just right before we went to air, over 40 people are dead, over 100 injured. There's a fire engulfing the theater now, making it very difficult for emergency services to respond. No word yet whether arrests have been made, and there's no credible source claiming responsibility for this attack. Hesher, this is very reminiscent of the attack by Chechen separatists on the theater in Russia several years ago. It looks as though people once again are hell-bent on using terror to try to make some sort of impact.
Yeah, it's a pretty disturbing report. I'm reading about some firsthand accounts here that have been posted over at RT. One man on the recording claims that attackers burst into the concert hall and immediately opened fire on the first rows filled with people. And then those inside tried to hide and escape, but the attackers were blocking corridors for the building. So as we were concerned, people were, we're hearing reports that people were locked in while the building was set fire. So this is bad news.
We will keep you updated as events progress and as we learn more. You're listening to State of the Nation on today's News Talk, TNT.
TNT's David Curtin.
In my mind, government spending in the UK is absolutely horrendous. It has got completely out of control over the last 14 years of Conservative rule and 13 years before that of Labour rule. You would probably be astounded if you actually knew how much the government spent. In this financial year, these are the figures, the estimate for how much it wants to spend on everything or how much it needs to spend is £1.2 trillion or £1.2 million, if you like, which is an amount of money that we cannot really comprehend.
David Curtin on today's News Talk, TNT.
Our beautiful world is changing, withering, dying by the hands of those who don't value nature, even though we all depend on it for life itself. But there is hope. Together with caring friends, the Nature Conservancy can restore our lands, heal our waters, and save our wildlife with big solutions only nature can provide. But every day we lose more of the places we love, and we urgently need to save endangered lands, waters, and wild species. The actions we take today will determine the tomorrow we leave to our children and grandchildren. The water they drink, the air they breathe, the beauty they experience. To learn more about how you can help protect and conserve our beautiful world, visit nature.org today.
As a combat wounded veteran, I know how hard it is to come home and build a meaningful life. When I was in Iraq, our vehicle was hit. A rocket-propelled grenade exploded right under my seat. Traumatic brain injury, a fractured pelvis, severe burns. They didn't think I was going to make it. I had to learn to walk again and live with the scars, both visible and invisible.
DAV helps veterans like Latoya get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
With DAV on my side, I was able to pursue my dreams. If my story can touch a heart, it can change a life. My victory is overcoming my wounds so I can help other veterans.
Latoya Lucas, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
From weather and traffic reports,
to news of political developments,
we turn to journalists for the information we need to live our daily lives.
Journalists around the world provide the news that is essential for democracy,
for personal freedom, and for safety and stability.
Yet their ability to report freely and safely is under attack like never before.
So many journalists are paying with their lives.
They face exponential risks, and they've already paid a heavy toll.
Death threats, online harassment, and physical attacks
are becoming a daily experience of journalists in all countries.
Absolutely.
We just want people to be safe, to be able to get our readers the information that they need to make informed decisions.
They checked my phone and realized that it was Pegasus. I feel myself like I'm naked at the street.
These charges were politicized from the start.
Facts win. Truth wins. Justice wins.
C'est énorme pour moi d'être là, d'être libre, surtout que je ne m'y attendais pas du tout.
Stand with a free press. Stand with journalists whose reporting won't be silenced. Press freedom is your freedom.
Listen.
Listen up!
And listen, we gotta talk.
It's what we do best.
This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Brian, we have some more information about this terror attack in Russia. Apparently, it's not in Moscow. It's in Krasnogorsk, which is northwest of Moscow. It's the Crocus City Music Hall. People can look that up. And, you know, they say in war, truth is the first casualty, right? And already this is being used for disinformation purposes, it appears. The Ukrainians are alleging that this terror attack was conducted by Russia's special forces in order to make Ukraine look bad, even though there's been no allegation that Ukraine was behind this attack.
Yeah. And this is not a surprise. When we see something like this, you're going to get a lot of this, and particularly with the propaganda outlets that are highly concerned with the Ukrainian war. I've noticed this over and over again. There is a propaganda slash counter propaganda operation, you know, and the fact that this is, you know, ready to go and rolled out already is actually a rather suspicious, one might think.
Yeah, you have to wonder whether this is simply a case of letting no crisis go to waste, or whether it's more like a three-year-old caught with chocolate smeared over his face, and before his mother can say anything, he says, "I didn't have any cookies, mommy."
Yeah, and to think that like the Ukrainian propaganda wing, if you will, would make this claim, it, you know, it's pretty funny, because we don't see a whole lot of that, not a whole lot of like open false flag sort of things from Russia. That's basically what they're doing, is they're taking an argument that you might normally find in more alternative media, which is one of a false flag. But, you know, we have a long history of false flag. For example, in 1962, there was devised by the Joint Chiefs of Staff an operation called Northwoods, which called for CIA agents to attack U.S. military personnel and civilians so they could blame it on Cuba's communist regime. So we've got that in our history. Well, and we also have, in the early 90s, the FBI spent years infiltrating patriot movements in one called PatCon, the Patriot Conspiracy, which is a very interesting saga. If you're not read up on that, I recommend checking both those out. But it's like, you know, that's just two examples of many, many things. And let's not also forget that this all started with a CIA-fronted and a U.S.-fronted coup in Ukraine in 2014 in the Maidan.
Exactly. And I can give you three more examples. The explosion of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor, which triggered the Spanish-American War. The Gulf of Tonkin incident during the Vietnamese War in the 60s. And then the infiltration of a couple of nobodies in Michigan. And they all went in a van to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. And out of six people in the van, four of them were FBI.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Enough said. All right. Well, let's transition here. We've got a guest joining us, Timothy. And, you know, we'll bring him in with the thought that, you know, we kind of talked about this yesterday with Dr. Richards, but we're becoming more and more aware, I think, as a global society, about the threat of these microplastics in our food and in our environments. You know, yesterday we were talking about the ubiquitous nature of it. So we wanted to pick up on that thread with our friend, Dr. Jason Dean, joining us now. Hi, Jason. Welcome to State of the Nation.
Good to be with you, gentlemen. How are you both?
Great. Thanks, Jason.
Well, you know, very good. Just kind of looking at all the breaking news, so much stuff going on today. But we wanted to talk to you a little bit about our health and what's going on with microplastics. We heard some really disturbing reports yesterday on the show about this. So what can you tell us about, you know, where you're at with this topic?
So we've been talking about this for a long time. I've actually had viewers asking me this for the longest time regarding microplastics. Now, before I get into the actual study that was done, it was found about 2 weeks ago. I want both of you and everyone out there to think, okay, what in your life at this point is not plastic, whether it's food supply, beverages, everything around us, it basically is plastic, a plastic of some kind. So there was actually a study done recently where they came back. It was out of Italy, and there was a little over 300 people in the study, and they had cardiovascular issues. They took placking out of their, I believe it was jugular area. And when they did a cross section and they were checking on the clogging basically of the artery of the vein, they found that not just cholesterol was in it. It was actually a ton of micro and nanoplastics. And well over 50%, almost 60% actually, of the people in it, in the study, had this in there. They were not expecting that at all. Now, here's the interesting part. We have been told, and I've spoken to, I think, both of you at one time or another about the disaster of what the medical system is and how we've been lied to for so long, not just medical, but pharma, et cetera. So America and the world, quite honestly, but America is the worst because cardiovascular disease is number one, was taught and told forever, and doctors still follow this, that cholesterol is the cause of heart disease because cholesterol is clogged up in the arteries and veins when they have it. Well, when we find out that there's microplastics, and these microplastics are leading to heart attacks, strokes, and death, and then you find out this microplastic comes from plastic water bottles, plastic in our food system, but also the PVC plumbing that is in homes and households. And I know, I don't know about you guys, but if you look at this at all, we had copper taken out of the homes out of plumbing and the PVC piping put in. And they're claiming that it's the greatest invention, best thing ever. We're actually finding the microplastics coming from those two specifically, which is clogging up. And again, 60% of the people in that study had microplastics building the foundation for the cholesterol to catch on and then create a blockage, which creates cardiovascular disease and death. That's stunning. That is absolutely stunning information.
It is. And it was good to get rid of the lead. Right. It was good to get rid of the lead piping because lead had all sorts of negative health consequences. But the argument for getting rid of copper was economic, right? It's correct. Much cheaper to use PVC. People won't break into houses to strip out the PVC piping like they do stripping out the copper piping. And that's certainly a consideration and probably even the driving consideration. But what we've done is we've gone from bad to good to maybe even worse. These microplastics might even be worse than the lead we were getting from the lead pipes 100 years ago.
Yeah, and it's actually interesting from a copper standpoint, and you're totally right from a cost standpoint, although I don't know if our government's giving us proper advice on that because they don't give us proper advice on pretty much anything from an EPA standpoint or a three-letter agency standpoint. But also when you have copper piping, it actually structures water differently than we have the PVC. But here's the kicker. And we still have medical doctors out there. Statins are still one of the top drugs sold in the world for lowering cholesterol. Well, we've also done studies in the fact that cholesterol is actually part of the immune system. So when your cholesterol levels are higher, are they higher because you have a problem or are they higher because there's actually something in your body? And keep in mind, when I say it's part of the immune system, the other rising, quote-unquote disease, for lack of another term, in America is autoimmune disease. And autoimmune disease, basically, they say that the immune system is attacking the body, which it doesn't do. So Dr. is there a Dean, toxin?
Please, Dr. Dean, please hold that thought right there. We'll pick up after a brief headline with statins and these snapshots that we're getting of cholesterol, because I think that's a big key there. It's like a snapshot in time, and it may indicate something that is not persistent. So we'll pick up right there after this headline with today's News Talk TNT.
Here we go.
TNT Radio News.
For TNT, this is James O'Neill. Several attackers targeted a concert hall in Moscow, resulting in multiple fatalities and injuries. Germany has committed an additional 300 million euros to a Czech-led effort aimed at purchasing artillery rounds for Ukraine, as reported by Bloomberg. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation have approved a merger with former President Donald Trump's Truth Social platform, potentially netting Trump a $3.5 billion windfall.
The common housefly, caught in the clutches of the spider's web. Every move it makes just makes matters worse. Then, dinner time.
Feast on the captivating stories, videos, and helpful information on our website.
Whoa.
Dinner's ready.
Oh, man.
Escape is futile.
Just one more video.
Get stuck in our web.
TNTradio.live.
So, Dr. Dean, you were cholesterol levels, statin drugs, and how all these things are playing into the microplastics reality we live in.
Yeah. So what's actually very fascinating is that we have been told forever that cholesterol is the cause of heart disease. Now, some of us started questioning that a long time ago, but statins are still one of the highest sellers of pharmaceutical drug in the world, honestly, especially in America. Now, we do also know from studies that cholesterol is part of the human immune system. Autoimmune disease is skyrocketing, right? And the body does not attack itself. The body only attacks something that's inside. It's not supposed to be there. So autoimmune disease is not really the body attacking itself. However, something is in it, whether it's a toxin, pathogen of some kind, whatever it may be. We also know now that HDL, LDL cholesterol will actually go after bacteria. It'll go after parasites. It'll go after viruses in the bloodstream. So if you have high cholesterol, obviously talk to your medical doctor. I'm not giving medical advice, but ask, hey, is it possible that I have another systemic problem going on in my body? So your cholesterol level is tied to the immune system, which is actually very, very fascinating. That means if cholesterol goes up, is it actually damaging to you, or is it actually trying to fight something off and protect you? Now, on top of that, if your cholesterol is raising up, but also you're in America, you're in the world, and plastic is part of our everyday lifestyle, now we have these microplastics and nanoplastics. I mean, keep in mind, nanotechnology is now becoming more of a mainstream thing because of the COVID vaccines. So if we have microplastics, nanoplastics attaching itself to the inside of the cardiovascular system, which now adds friction and catches these microplastics and catches cholesterol, and you're building an infrastructure of basically a clogged artery. When you go in, is the real problem when someone has a cardiac event, is the real problem that the cholesterol is clogging up, or is it the real problem the fact that maybe these microplastics or a pathogen that's making that cholesterol stick? Ultimately, are our medical doctors and our medical system going after the right target, or are they actually missing something? And now the science is showing, hey, we have a big problem. Because if this is true, if this leads us down the road of potentially cholesterol not being the problem, which we know it's not. But if this leads us down the road, then microplastics in our plastic, basically lifestyle and economy in oil industry, and I don't mean oil from a gas, obviously that's a good idea. But what if we find out, we left hemp products a long time ago. We used to actually be in hemp in America. And then we switched over to this plastic situation. What if we find out that this actual plastic situation is what's leading to our cardiovascular events in America, and cardiovascular disease is still number one in America, guys.
Yeah, I have long taken my medical advice from the government, Jason. See what I do. It's a very complicated system. If the government comes out and gives health advice, like say a nutritional pyramid from the USDA, or they say that butter's bad and I should be using margarine, or they say that eggs are bad, right, because of the cholesterol in the eggs, or that bacon is bad because of the nitrites. Anytime the government tells me that something is bad for my health, I embrace it. And every time the government tells me something is good for my health, I reject it. And here I am, 62, and I'm feeling fit as a 22-year-old.
Well, so it's funny you bring that up, because I think it was about 2 days ago, the American Diabetic Association had one of their ladies who does videos, apparently. And keep in mind,
she woman herself.
She did not look super healthy. And she does a video talking about the plate system. And as she's doing it, I'm trying not to laugh, because that is the most ridiculous diet from a standpoint of a small amount of lean protein. And then she talks about carbs being good for you. We have known for decades that carbs lead to potential disease processes in the body. But here's the kicker. They left it up. They took the comments down. This thing is almost 2 million views now. But on top of that, the carnivore, the keto, all the healthy people out there and medical doctors who are in this new low-carb lifestyle, they're starting to post their before and afters of when they were diseased, when they had fat, when they were obese, when they were sick, high cholesterol, et cetera, to now eating carnivore, keto, and all these diets that we know are actually good for us, and how much weight they lost, how their blood numbers went down. It's actually really interesting from a healthcare standpoint, the awakening we're going through. You know, you get a study that microplastics are causing, you know, blocked arteries. Then also not out of nowhere, the American Diabetes Association is kind of exposing themselves for having ridiculous government regulations on diet. You're right. People are waking up. And at the same time, everybody stop. I can't tell you to do this, but I don't take, just like Timothy, I don't take government information as my healthcare.
Yeah. Yeah. Do so at your own peril. Your mileage, normally I'd say your mileage may vary, but your mileage will likely suck if you don't use Timothy's method. It's really interesting to see that sort of big bubble and resurgence in new forms of diet, you know, that people weren't considering before. You know, Dr. Sean Baker was on TNT recently, and he's seen following grow has been pretty interesting. And I've even been through one of those carnivore and keto sort of groups with my friend Tristan Haggard over at Primal Edge Health. And it's interesting because people that are in it and doing it and learning about it, they're bringing their numbers, you know, their blood numbers to their doctor and just saying, look at this, can you explain this? And most doctors are like, no, I mean, your numbers are looking fantastic. Dr. Dean, we're almost out of time. Anything you want to leave us with before we got to let you go, and make sure and get your website out there?
Yeah, I mean, you go to bravetv.com, check that out. We have a podcast 5 days a week. We did a show on the microplastics last week, so you can go check out that replay. But ultimately, at the end of the day, yeah, just what you guys are saying, there is an awakening happening from an information standpoint, and healthcare is one of the biggest components of awakening. And I want everyone out there, no matter what doctor you go to, do me a favor, interview your doctor, ask questions, ask real questions, and make them actually study and answer, because that's the only way we win this. One way from an economy is using dollars in the right place. The other one, asking your healthcare providers real questions and making them answer real questions.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Jason Dean, bravetv.com. We'll be looking forward to your next visit here at State of the Nation on today's News Talk TNT.
From weather and traffic reports
to news of political developments,
we turn to journalists for the information we need to live our daily lives.
Journalists around the world provide the news that is essential for democracy,
for personal freedom, and for safety and stability.
Yet their ability to report freely and safely is under attack like never before.
So many journalists are paying with their lives. They face exponential risks, and they've already paid a heavy toll.
Death threats, online harassment, and physical attacks
are becoming a daily experience of journalists in all countries.
Absolutely.
We just want people to be safe, to be able to get our readers the information that they need to make informed decisions.
They checked my phone and realized that it was Pegasus. I feel myself like I'm naked at the street.
These charges were politicized from the start.
Facts win. Truth wins. Justice wins.
C'est énorme pour moi d'être là, d'être libre, surtout que je m'y attendais pas du tout.
Stand with the free press. Stand with journalists whose reporting won't be silenced. Press freedom is your freedom.
You are loved. You are valued. You are resilient. You got this.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiver.
Interviews, news, and views. You're listening to State of the Nation with Timothy Shea and Brian McClain on today's News Talk TNT.
If Joe Biden is a good boy, at 4 o'clock, they give him a pudding cup. That's why we started calling him Pudding Cup Joe. And if he's a good boy all week, he gets Fruit Cup Friday. Well, faithful listeners to State of the Nation are rewarded with Flyover State Fridays. And here with the Flyover State Report from Right of Center USA is my business partner, Chuck Kordak. Chuck, welcome to State of the Nation.
Pimbo, I'm going to tell you this. It's truly an honor to be on with you guys. And I feel so privileged, you know, to be on with both of you, you know, with Brian and you. You guys have really done an outstanding job, you know, putting, you know, the show together, the two of you. Absolutely fantastic. And you know what's kind of cool, though, Timbo? I'm thinking about this. You know, you're all the way in upstate New York. You know, Brian's all the way down in Texas. Got some great coverage here between the three states. And, you know, each one of the states actually borders to a lot of water. You up with Buffalo and Ontario.
Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, yeah.
And the ocean, you know.
Yeah.
And Brian's got, well, he's got the Gulf. You know,
the Gulf.
Not too bad, right?
Yeah. Well, I used to live in Monterey.
Monterey, California. So having the Gulf is, you know, it's a nice consolation prize to having about four or five times more freedom than I had in California.
But you got the Rio Grande River too.
That's right. It's beautiful.
And we got the Ohio River. So, but I have to tell you, Timbo, instead of being Flyover Friday, it's Fryover Friday, Timbo. I rushed over here from Tending Bar and working the room over at the Knights of Columbus at Immaculate Conception. I took a shower early, put the suit on. The kids all said, "Dad, you're all dressed up. What's going on? It's Friday afternoon." I said, "I got to be back and take care of my buddy Timbo and Brian on the show tonight." So we're all set with Flyover Fryover Friday, guys. And
Timbo, yeah, the last fish fry of Lent. Next week's Good Friday. No fish fry next week.
Yeah, no fish fry. So, but, you know, it's going to be Palm Sunday coming up and Holy Week next week. But it's also, you know, it's kind of like, speaking of Holy Week, it's kind of like Holy Flyover Friday with everything that's going on in the flyover states, Timbo. I tell you, this primary coming up, you know, from the primary to the general election that's coming up here in the fall, it's going to be brutal in Ohio, Timbo, between Bernie Moreno and, can I say it, wife beater Sherrod Brown.
That's right.
You know, people really don't truly realize why we have Sherrod Brown to begin with, you know, because I'm here. You know, I worked as a page down at the State House when I was in college, when I was in Navy ROTC, minor in political science. But people really don't look at the history. Everybody is, you know, got such a short attention span and they don't remember history. We have Sherrod Brown because Mike DeWine, the current governor for Ohio, he was the one-term senator from Ohio. After Voinovich. Yeah. And Sherrod Brown really, truly handed it to him. They should have called it, you know, Basement Mike, because he couldn't debate anything at all. You know,
no, DeWine's horrible on the stage. But Bernie Moreno is not horrible on the stage. And he did something that I can't remember being done in Ohio in living memory. 88 counties.
All 88 counties. And it was a landslide, Timbo. And both of you and I were both worried about it. You know, that you know, are you going to take all those counties? Are you going to have everything all set out? And he just absolutely blew it out. And the crazy thing is, I'm an Ohio State guy, and I'm actually backing a Michigan guy, Timbo. That's how serious this race is. I mean, this goes all
the way back. Politics makes strange bedfellows.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? You know, but it's just incredible, Timbo, that, you know, helping a Michigan guy. Hey, we helped Jim Harbaugh out too. We were supporting him when that all started out. I was first one out there defending him, Timbo. You and I both. You know, it wasn't about him spying or anything like that. Woody Hayes, those guys did it, you know, for decades. Because I took naval history from Woody Hayes. It's a battle. And we are in a battle right now in Ohio and also up in Michigan. But Murray Real did a great job. Blew it out. You know, we're really hoping that he can, and you've had him on the show, you know, a couple times, right, Timbo?
Yeah. And Bernie's great. We're going to have him back, but Bernie's not the only one, from Michigan in the political realm. Joe Biden's looking for a little help from Michigan and from Wisconsin, isn't he?
Yeah, oh yeah. Tammy Baldwin, the senator from Wisconsin, and crazy matrix with Whitman. It's just going to be absolutely crazy with her, doing what she does up in Michigan. I mean, all the way from her supposedly having a hit out for her, and all that stuff got dismissed, and it was all just a bunch of BS. But we got some really good, strong congressmen, up in Michigan. But it's going to be a battle. I mean, Tim, remember, in 2020, I was there the night before in Grand Rapids. Oh, yeah. I was working the line with the interns. Then we drove down to Detroit, and we actually witnessed and was doing polling watching. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, two black vans and a black Escalade pulls up, and it's got pallets of ballots in it.
Yeah, you saw the steal in Detroit. I saw it in Philadelphia. We can both testify firsthand. But, Brian, imagine how bad your reelection choices need to be if you're Joe Biden, if you're going to rely on the popularity of Tammy Baldwin and Gretchen Whitmer to carry two big states for you.
I don't even understand how Gretchen Whitmer is still sitting in an office after that. I don't understand how everybody that was involved in that hasn't been, indicted all the way up the chain. Well, I guess I do understand, because when you follow that chain all the way, it goes all the way to the top. That's how these things are hatched, for sure. But to me, it's just like insane that what'd you call her earlier? Whitmer. That Whitmer can still be doing that job. After, she basically didn't say anything about this. She played along with the plot. We don't know what her level of involvement was, but I mean, that was a scam. That was a media propaganda. That was stagecraft and statecraft and deep state operations, psyops run on the American public in tandem with this governor. So I'm just amazed that this person is even still politically viable.
Well, being a Democrat means never having to suffer any consequences. Sure, you might have to resign your office, like happened here for three Democrat governors in a row. But, Whitmer's evil sister, and you see they're both the evil twin, is our governor, Kathy Hochul, horrible Hochul. Hochul and Whitmer are really, if they're the stars along with Tammy Baldwin in the Democrat Party, Brian, I kind of like our chances.
Yeah, well, Joe Biden has a real knack for going out and picking people that is just like, what are you doing? Like Karen Bass in L.A., they made special trips out there to endorse her. It's just like, this is not a stateswoman. This is not a politician. Same with Phil Washington. They tried to bring groom Phil Washington to be head of the FAA. It's like we could just go everywhere. It's like we were saying about your health regimen, Timbo. It's like, whoever they say you should vote for, it probably means they're exactly the opposite of that, and there's someone who has multiple investigations and indictments going on them. Phil Washington, I'm referring to right there, who they knew that about and wanted to elevate him to head of FAA anyways.
Andrew Gillum, who they supported for governor in Florida, turned out to be a crack addict who employed the services of male prostitutes. I mean, it's almost as though you have to be a felon or some flavor of degenerate in order to run for office as a Democrat. But Chuck, there's more going on with shenanigans. Chuck Schumer tried to pull some shenanigans in the Ohio Senate primary, the Republican primary, and it kind of blew up in his face, didn't it?
It absolutely did, Timbo. It's unbelievable. I mean, I even heard from my own sister. She said that, some of the churchgoers at her church who were diehard Democrats went out and voted for Bernie Moreno, and they thought that was going to be what we needed to do and would bring out more people to actually support Dolan, and it didn't work. It blew up in their face. They tried to do the reverse Operation Chaos, and only thing in Ohio is, though, Timbo, all those Democrats that did flip and do that, they're going to be Republicans for the next 2 years until they go back in next, because in Ohio, we need to close it. You bring up a good point. Need to close it just like in upstate New York. Need to have a closed, primary election and not having all this flip-flop and stuff we're having in New Hampshire. And look, Nikki Haley up there, ends up winning New Hampshire because everything's all open. You can change and do whatever you want. But the thing, though, is really important is Frank LaRose did a hell of a job locking down the election in Ohio. It was, the guy did an outstanding job. And you know how back and forth you and I went with Frank LaRose on that whole
election. Describe what your voting procedure is, because yeah, the Ohio GOP does need to close the primary. But in terms of election security and election integrity, Frank, as Secretary of State, done a phenomenal job. So describe what you experienced on Tuesday when you went to vote. What did you have to do?
So, you know, Tim, you know, I live behind enemy lines. I'm not on the outskirts of Franklin County. So, you know, I'm just surrounded by the Democrats and the crazies. You walk in, the first thing they do is they ask you for your full name, and then they ask for your ID. And then they look at the ID and they said, can we please have your address and your date of birth? And then they actually scan in the ID to make sure it's legitimate. And then they hand it back to you and you ask them, do you want Republican or Democrat? You say, we want Republican. So, you know, they end up giving you a ballot for the Republican. You go to the machine. And actually, Tim, the machines were not Dominion machines in Ohio. And they were not connected to where you got, we got a hard copy of the actual slate that we voted for before they put it into the machine that actually took the votes in and scanned it. And those machines were totally separate from that last part of the machine. But we actually got a receipt for who we voted for, Timbo. And it was
yeah, you've
very
got two machines,
down,
right? You've got a voting machine where you cast your ballot, and that spits out what looks like a receipt, but it spits out what's the actual ballot. And then you take that receipt, that ballot, and you take it to a second machine, and that's what's scanned in, correctly?
That's absolutely correct. And they need to do that in more states. And, you know, you go back to Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, they're counting on the fixes in, Timbo. They're going to cheat, and they're going to cheat again. And that is exactly what's going to happen. You know, they really need to have all this stuff locked down in Ohio, like they do in Ohio, like they do in Florida, and all the other red states. They need to do this so this does not happen all over the United States, because it's going to be the same thing. Just going to end up cheating, Timbo, is what is going to end up happening.
Well, they are. And as we reported last night, Jocelyn Benson, from Secretary of State for Michigan, came out and she has admitted to colluding with five other states. And ironically, they're all the states that we know: Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and her own Michigan, that they are colluding to stop a common adversary. And the common adversary is threatening the 2024 election, Chuck. Guess who that common adversary is, and guess what the threat is? It's us voting for someone they don't want us to vote for.
Man, they don't want Trump as president. You have all these never Trumpers all over the place. I mean, you and I both have friends that are saying, no, Donald Trump isn't very presidential. So maybe I won't vote, and maybe I'll actually, you know, pull the lever for Joe Biden. And I'm like absolutely shocked, Timbo, that they're actually talking about doing this. I mean,
once again, Republicans play by self-imposed Marquia Queensbury rules when they're in a street fight. Hash, what do you think is more presidential? Stumbling up the steps to Air Force One 6 or 7 times in a single trip, or $2 gasoline, highest unemployment, highest minority unemployment, highest minority employment, lowest minority unemployment, and inflation under control, and our borders secure? Which to you is more presidential, Hesher?
Man, I don't know about any of that. I feel like I'm Dr. Strangelove just riding a nuclear bomb into the ground right now. But I will tell you this, what's going on right now, who's in there right now, what they're doing, whoever they're representing, is pure evil, a pure unadulterated, undiluted evil. And it is counter, a completely antithesis to anything that would resemble a constitutional republic, which is where I would like to live. So anything other than what we have right now has got to be a step up or a step off the ledge. I'd even take a step off the ledge and go into Boogaloo before I let these people slow boil us anymore.
Well, you're lucky because you live in the only state that had the foresight to enshrine its right to secede into its state constitution. It's already been a republic, and it is still known as the Republic of Texas. We got just about a minute left. You can find more about Chuck's activities at rightofcenterusa.com. You can see our political cigars, our little Rocket Man, our Monica, Blue Dress and other cigars at rightofcentercigars.com. And of course, the main mission is supporting our military and first responders at deploymentcigars.com and deploymentbrands.com. We've got a lot more than cigars. Chuck, you got about a minute left. What else can you offer us?
So, Timbo, I think that, we've really got to really get out there and work hard. We've really got to outwork them. Got to do what Woody Hayes said. You just need to outwork them, Timbo, and play the best game we can. And we need to, it's a true battle. We've got to gang tackle this, Timbo.
And we absolutely do. Offense is the best defense. Now is not the time to throw up your hands in frustration. Now is the time to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Get to work local, and you can have a national impact. I want to thank Chuck Kordak from Right of Center USA. Stay tuned for more State of the Nation after top of the hour news with today's news talk, TNT.